This is Finding the Funny. Host, Nico McEwen.
Hey there, Finding the Funny fans. Today's episode of FTF on CITR is titled Saturday Night Live Characters. I've been wanting to make this episode for a long time. I don't want it to get mixed up with voice character comedy, which is strictly for voice acting. This is live characters, characters that have the whole package, whether it be a funny voice, quirky mannerisms, great lines, or just a hilarious appearance. So this episode is going to follow some of the best characters, not based off real life people. It's an exercise I would recommend to any aspiring comedians. Try to make characters. It's always so amazing just because it involves so much creativity and imagination. Think of all the different aspects that come down to a character. Try to obviously make them as funny as possible, but it's all about specificity. The more you understand the character, the better the jokes will turn out. And this is helpful for all things, whether you're a stand-up, a sketch comic, an improv comic. It's a very useful tool to be able to build character. I've decided to narrow it down to SNL because there are so many great characters in so many different platforms. There's television characters, there's movie characters, there's very memorable characters from a variety of formats. Heck, there's also other sketch comedy shows which has amazing characters, Key & Peele, Mad TV, to name a couple. As I looked through different websites which talked about the best Saturday Night Live characters, I stumbled upon the fact that despite knowing that some characters really are timeless, it seems that a lot of characters are also quite topical, and thus not a lot of characters actually live out past the time period which they are created. I'm actually only going to have one older character and two more modern characters in today's episode, mostly because these are the characters that I've grown up loving and I really, really enjoy. That's not to say I haven't watched classic SNL. I have watched a lot of it, and there's a lot of amazing, amazing characters. But for this particular episode, there's two in mind, and they're both contemporary. So those are the ones I want to focus on. And then there's one that I just think will definitely transcend time, no matter when or what's going on in the world. So first up, this is a character which is definitely going to need a content warning, so I will play that before the clip starts. This character is hilarious, and she plays with all the different and crazy words that today's society uses for a variety of dirty or silly different topics.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
This is Kate McKinnon's character in Alien Abduction, sketch titled Close Encounter.
I'm Agent Morris with the NSA, and this is Special Agent Kirkpatrick. Now, we know you've all been through quite an ordeal, so we appreciate you making a trip to Washington on such short notice.
Yes, you three experienced the first verified case of alien abduction, so naturally you are of great interest to the United States government.
It's nuts, man. I mean, we're just small-town buds who saw a UFO in the woods. I mean, now we're hanging out with the government.
Okay. Now, after the blue light pulled you into the spacecraft, what is your next memory?
I came to and saw a beautiful being made of, like, a beautiful calming light.
Yeah, same here. That being touched my head, I felt every emotion in its purest form. It was amazing, and I cried, sir.
Okay, and you, Miss Rafferty?
Wow. What floor were you guys on? I woke up in a dirty metal dome and 40 little gray aliens watched me pee in a steel bowl. And they took the bowl, walked out.
Interesting. Were these beings also bathed in light?
No. They were gray with big fat eyes, little mouths. They just stared while I peed. I don't think I was dealing with the top brass.
And how did they instruct you to urinate? Was that telepathically?
No. I woke up, I had to pee like a camel. So I started peeing, and one of the gray aliens slapped the wall and pointed at the bowl. So I got the hint, I kind of ducked, walked over the bowl, peed in.
Yes, I see. Now, when you all awoke, were you clothed?
I was wrapped in like a robe made out of warm, glowing energy.
Yeah, like a blanket made out of pure love.
Yeah, a little different for me. I had my shirt I came in with, but my pants were gone. So my coot was out. It was full Porky Pig in it in a drafty dome.
Now, did you all stay on the same ship the entire time, or?
Well, you know, my body did, but my consciousness was shown what lies beyond time and space. It was so beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm just crying about, just thinking about it a little bit.
Do you need a tissue?
What? No, sorry, I'll use my shirt.
The alien showed my mind the furnace of all creation, what we would call God.
What? These fancy cats are seeing God. Meanwhile, I'm starting phase two, which is me sitting on a stool while 40 gray aliens take turns gently batting my knockers. Did y'all get the knocker stuff?
No knocker stuff, sorry.
And did you feel threatened, Miss Rafferty?
No. They were real respectful about it. They were in a line, and then one by one they'd step up, slap a knocker, and then go to the end of the line, wait for another turn. It didn't hurt. It was like, I'm sorry, pardon me, Sharon. It's kind of like that. No harm, no foul.
Kind of hurts. Look, it hurts.
Perhaps they were collecting biological data?
No. No, that felt super off the books. I swear to God, there was one gray alien by a door just kind of peeking. I think he was the lookout. Look, it wasn't my worst Wednesday night.
And how did the aliens return you all to Earth?
I was carried down gently. He's crying. I was carried down gently in a cradle of light placed into a soft bed of wildflowers.
Yeah. The light laid me down like a baby in a meadow near my house. I was smiling and weeping, tears of joy, sir.
All right, well, now this missed me a little bit. Because my grand exit was out of what was basically like a big airplane toilet, okay? I dropped down 7 feet onto the roof of a Long John Silver's. They threw out my pants separately. They missed the roof. My slacks landed in a frickin' pine tree 30 feet away. So I had to just chill up there with my damn coot and prune shoe till the place opened up.
Man, you got screwed.
Oh, you think, Todd?
Well, we'd like to take you guys for physical examinations now.
Yeah, all right. They're going to be in the knocker stuff?
Possibly. I'm sorry.
No, don't be. Just be gentle, because they're pretty banged up. Tell me about God. What's God's deal?
So that is Kate McKinnon's Miss Rafferty, and that is just a brilliant, brilliant character. 100%, the sketch revolves around her, it needs her entirely, and I really don't know how she came up with it. Like, it's just such a creative idea to have alien abduction victims, I guess you could say, and two of them are telling the story of a perfect alien abduction, and then one of them has all this crazy stuff going on. It's just the perfect contrast of straight man, funny man, I guess you could say, and it works perfectly. In order for a character to really make the cut into society's memories, it has to have a few different sketches. It has to be able to live just past the one time we meet that character. It's got to be repeatable. And one of the hard parts about that is if a character isn't in a situation where you can change the dialogue that much, if it's so focused on the content of the sketch, then there's not a whole lot of room to play with. But this character has a very general premise, and they follow guidelines, but they can change the way she's saying it every time, so it's just almost always funny, and they've repeated this character numerous times, and I actually realized after the fact, I was playing the original Close Encounter. She's also done a couple others with a few other guest hosts, but when Ryan Gosling returned, she did another Close Encounter, so the same trio, and it was just amazingly done. Unfortunately, we can't spend much more time on the amazing talent that is Kate McKinnon, but I assure you, there is a lot more great SNL character coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
The A's Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
Hey, hey there, Finding the Funny fans. Hashtag FTF. We're back with another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. Make sure you check us out on Twitter, Finding Funny FM. You'll see our classic logo, as well as some updates on what's going on with the show and all the fun stuff that we're doing here at CITR. As well, you've met our guest host, Doug Vandelay. He'll be in and out from time to time with interviews and whatnot, and you can check out his Twitter as well. I'm host Nico McEwen. You can check out my Twitter, too. So stay tuned, because lots more great stuff coming on. Make sure you're checking out all the social media channels for Finding the Funny. All right, fellow Saturday Night Live lovers, our next SNL character for today's episode is none other than Dana Carvey's amazing church lady, and this is the one I talked about at the beginning of the episode. I really think church lady is timeless because no matter what, her whole thing is just commenting on some crazy stuff that's going on in the world and things that she disagrees with. And this is actually a modern day church lady that Dana Carvey did. I believe he was hosting the show, or I'm not 100% certain on that one, but this is Dana Carvey's church lady in more recent times, Saturday Night Live. Obviously, it was made famous during his time on the show.
And now it's time for Church Chat.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Church Chat. I'm the church lady. You know, it's interesting times in America, right? And now we've landed on the exciting presidential matchup between a godless liberal Democrat and Hillary Clinton. But first, my favorite event of the week, the Met Gala Ball, a classy evening where strumpets and streetwalkers and sluts get to parade around in the latest genital fashions. First, we have Madonna. Let's see what this 57-year-old mother chose to wear. Look, her fanny's just hanging out with sturdy straps to push those six-decade-old buns straight to heaven. Go to Jesus. And then we have Beyonce. She must have been thinking, what should I wear to the ball tonight? I know, a giant latex condom. All wrapped up and ready to fornicate. Speaking of fornicating, Beyonce made a record called Lemonade about her husband's affairs. With that in mind, introducing today's sponsor, Church Ladies Lemonade. It's freshly squeezed, just like Jay-Z's naughty parts. Too soon? Okay. All right, let's talk politics, shall we? My first guest is someone I've talked about quite a bit here on Church Chat, but we've never actually met face to face. Please welcome Satan.
can actually just call me Ted Cruz.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry about that. I was just quoting one of your colleagues, Teddy. Don't get in a bunch. You know, John Boehner, Speaker of the House.
Oh, sure. No, John's always coming up with hilarious nicknames for me, like Buster or Son of a Gun.
I believe the phrase was Lucifer in the Flesh. Yeah, a little bit different than Buster. And now you've quit the race entirely. Why do you think it didn't work out?
Well, Church Lady, I suppose the American people weren't ready for a candidate with strong Christian values. Someone like me who follows the righteous path and lives his faith every blessed moment.
Has anyone ever told you that you're just a little preachy? Just a little bit. We like ourselves, don't we? Look at that face. We love ourselves. Because we think we're just a little bit. There it is. That's that happy superior face. Because we love Jesus more than anybody.
Well, yes, I do pray to God often. And I think everything that happened was part of God's plan.
Was it? Was it God's plan for you to get humiliated by an orange mannequin? That's kind of an odd plan for God to have for you, isn't it? Tell me, Ted, man walking, what are you going to do now?
Well, actually, Church Lady, I've been thinking about turning evil for a while, you know, going to the dark side. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been told to go to hell so many times, I think it's finally time to check it out.
What a fun trip you're looking forward to. Yeah. I rarely say this in an encouraging way, but see you in hell.
Thank you, Church Lady.
All right, very good. All right, our final guest today is the presumptive Republican nominee. Please welcome the Tangerine Tornado, Donald J. Trump. Right. Hi, Donnie. Have a seat. Look at you.
Hey, Church Lady. It's great to be here.
Yes.
Your place looks tremendous. Believe me, this is one classy fun house.
Actually, this is what we call a church. Something tells me that you're not a big churchgoer.
Oh, I'm a big church guy. I'm there all the time. Sometimes I go, even when it's not church day.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a well-put statement. Does Donnie ever take a gander at the Holy Scripture?
Honestly, I love all the books in the Bible. Mm-hmm. I do. They're all terrific. Corinthians part two. Book of Revelations. 2 Genesis, 2 Furious. Which says, and I quote, "Love thy neighbor as thyself. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there." And always keep the Sabbath huge. That's Moses. Oh, and the part where Jon Snow comes back to life. That's great Bible.
Well, isn't that special? Donnie, there are those who say you're not qualified, and that's not true. You know, I remember a Celebrity Apprentice episode where Gary Busey didn't sell enough pancakes, and you just said, "You're fired." And I thought, right then and there, give this man the nuclear codes.
A lot of people are saying that.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of observing God's commandments or not, I understand your family's here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Get in here, guys. It's my wife, Melania.
Hello. So yes. Wonderful to be here.
My lovely daughter, Ivanka.
Mm-hmm. Sort of great to be here as well.
Mm-hmm. And who's the third woman down there?
That's just another model. I mean, she's great energy to have around.
I'm sure.
Let's have fun.
It likes all kinds of flesh, doesn't it? Tell me, Donald, have you figured out who your vice president's going to be? Somebody who shares your temperament and values? Someone like, oh, I don't know. Could it be Satan? Good Lord.
I have returned.
Teddy's a demon. My God.
I am no longer Ted Cruz. I am the Modulus, Lord of Shadows.
You sure you aren't Lord of the Weak Chins?
Stop it, Donald.
You're the first guy who got possessed and looks better.
You're such a jerk, Donald. I'm going back to hell. They're nicer there.
Well, that was an eventful church chat. Thanks for letting us chat it up with you. And right now, all I gotta say is,
live from New York, it's Saturday night!
So as you can see, a very different character than Miss Rafferty, but the church lady is really special because of her versatility. Church lady can be used, like I said, to touch on things in the news, to make jokes about very random things, to make jokes about religion. As well, church lady can be a format for other characters to have their jokes. So for this one, it was the political campaign, and they were able to do jokes about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. This was an older episode, but I just think it's a really strong character for any sort of sketch comedy or even improv comedy, almost especially improv, because in improv you're kind of looking for those safeguard outlets, a character that you can bring into any suggestion from the audience, and I think Church Lady is great for that. And also, Church Lady has a factor that the other two don't necessarily have, which is her own saying, her own phrase, her own catchline. Catchlines are super important when building a character, or at least they were a lot bigger in the 80s and 90s. They're not as prominent anymore, but I still think they're really useful because a good catchline can help bring up the energy in the room almost immediately if the crowd is excited just by hearing that phrase. So for the church lady, it's, "Isn't that special?" As well, you know, Chris Farley had live in a van down by the river. That was a catchphrase that would just get the whole house erupting. And those are very useful tools in the comedy world, to have something in your back pocket to get the audience with you. Already at the 20-second mark, so I can't touch more on the church lady. But yes, that is a character that was created by Dana Carvey in his tenure on the show. And definitely check out all the church lady clips because they're all great. We'll be right back with more FTF after an ad from our sponsors. Let's see here.
Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Dance. What, you don't like to
dance? Hey everybody, we're back with more Finding the Funny. I just wanted to reference before we continue with the show, none of the clips that I play are expressing any of my personal opinions or personal opinions on from CITR or in general from Finding the Funny. They're just great clips. Jokes can be jokes, whether they're talking about important and deep subject matter or whether they're talking about very lighthearted stuff. I just realized that the church lady bit was quite political, and I don't want anyone to be tweeting in that they have disagreements or anything. This is not an opinion show when it comes to politics. This is strictly about comedy. So, ladies and gents, our last SNL character, oh my gosh, this is why I made this episode. I'm so excited to play him for you all. I think he's the best SNL character of all time. I could watch all of his clips and sketches in a row for hours and days on end. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy Stefan.
It's autumn in New York, which means millions of tourists will be heading to the city to see what the Big Apple and its new mayor have to offer. Here with some tips is our weekend update city correspondent, Stefan.
Thanks so much for joining us, Stefan.
Love you.
How long have I been on anesthesia?
Oh, yeah, a lot has changed. You know, Colin and I host Weekend Update now, so.
One of each. I like it.
Now, a lot of tourists want to check out what Mayor de Blasio's New York has to offer. So are there any fun spots for them, or?
Yes. Barack, Mitt. If you're looking for a berserk night out in the new New York, I know just the place for you. New New York's hottest club is Whimsy. Condemned by GLAAD and the EPA from Ghostbusters. This old, wet Band-Aid found in a jacuzzi is the kind of place that makes you feel weird the next time you see your parents. This place has everything. Kufa hats, congas, MTV's Dan Cortez. And that TV channel at the hotel that's like about the hotel. The vibe inside is strange yet familiar, like when you see billboards for Seinfeld reruns in a Puerto Rican neighborhood.
Yo soy Costanza, weeknights at 6:30.
Stefan, real quick, how's Seth doing? Did he come with you?
No, he's at home practicing how to sit behind a desk.
Stefan, I think the club you were describing might not be for everybody. Do you have any other recommendations for folks looking for like a more wholesome New York experience?
Yes. If you are some dumb folks looking to just get murdered, I know just the place for you. New York's hottest club is Jan's New Backpack. Discovered by a lackluster gay realtor named Anthony, who is late for every viewing. This Park Slope slop bucket gives new meaning to the question, is that the little woman who played the principal in Kindergarten Cop? This place has everything. Asbestos, lupus, the magazines at Supercuts, Dan Cortez. A doorman who always high-fives children of divorce. A building that you can tell used to be a McDonald's. And if the bar isn't your scene, head downstairs to see the Prozac Doobie Brothers.
What are the Prozac Doobie Brothers?
It's that thing of when a woman in a depression commercial gets better at the end, so they show her at a smooth jazz concert.
Stefan, I know New York has changed with the new mayor, but there's got to be a few upscale places for people to check out.
Okay, yes, ritzy stuff, okay. If you're well-to-do and you just got to hunt humans,
no.
I know just the place for you. New York's hottest club is... located where Donald Trump Jr.'s chin should have been. This wealthy whack shack opened its doors in the 2 hours between when Farrah Fawcett and Michael Jackson died. Needless to say, this place has everything. Skunks, K-Fobs, Cookie Crisp, Dan Cortez. That back room at Foot Locker that employees disappear into. There's even an after-hours bar filled with human defibrillators.
What is a human defibrillator?
It's that thing of when your friend is having a heart attack, so you take two midgets and you rub them on the carpet with static electricity, and then they yell, clear.
Look, Stefan, I appreciate what you're trying to do here, and I know you're a friend of Update, but I think you should go.
You're right, I should go. The husband wants to drive up to Reading tomorrow to look for houses.
Wait a second. You're looking for houses? You're not drinking or eating sushi? Stefan, is there something you want to tell us?
I'm pregnant.
Congratulations, everybody.
I'll let you know if we keep...
All right, all right. So that was The Amazing Stefan, created by Bill Hader. This character is the definition of silly, and silly is funny. If anyone's worried that silly feels weird or immature or anything, don't. It is funny. This character can do so many things. He is a shy character, and he is very reserved. And so by doing that, everything he does that's out of the norm, that is more... confident, is hilarious because it's the huge contrast, and we love contrast in comedy. So when he says things like spicy, and that wasn't in this sketch, I'll be honest, this is not the best Stefan sketch, but you are right, it's still amazing. And I played this one, I wanted you to hear the appreciation that Stefan received when he was first coming out. This is when Stefan returned to the show more recently with Bill Hader. But so amazing, truly a character to aspire to. I wish we could talk more about it, and I'll probably do more episodes on it. Look up the best of Stefan and try to watch every Stefan sketch of all time, because he is amazing. Bill Hader is a really, really talented person. And that's one of the things that makes Stefan so great, is it's an outlet for Bill Hader to show all the things he can do, whether it be voices or accents or sounds or funny faces or gestures. And last but not least, I have to reference the fact that Bill Hader cannot keep it together. The writers are clearly having a good time with it as well. And I know that's not ideal in comedy, is when the person breaks because they're so funny, but it's also so fun. And it was one of my favorite parts of the show. And I think if you watch Stefan, you'll appreciate it too. That'll do it for Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. Stay tuned at 7 o'clock sharp. You can listen to Exploding Head Movies. Join Gak as he explores music from the movies, tunes from television, and any other cinematic source, along with atmospheric pieces, cutting-edge new tracks, and more. That's Exploding Head Movies at 7, right here on CITR 101.9. For everyone listening to today's episode of SNL Character Comedy, it has been so fun playing Miss Rafferty, Church Lady, and Stefan. Of course, there is an endless amount of wonderful SNL characters, but these are the three that I chose today. I hope you all enjoyed. As always, keep on laughing.